Joel 2:28. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. It is time to spread the undiluted gospel to the dying world. An expository moment wrapped up with the power of the Holy Ghost. This is Pure Gospel Moment with Mark Miracle. Get set for an encounter with the God who changes identity.
My activating my season of open doors. Let's say together, activating my season of open doors. This season is the season of harvest and season of open doors. So you have to be sensitive to know when to cash in, when to throw your net, when to cash in into the river to catch your fish. But if you don't know, you wouldn't know. Those who do ponds in the villages and in the local places, it is during dry seasons, like when they are entering dry seasons, they go to fetch their pond to catch fish. So this is the season of open doors. And as a child of God, your future is bright. As long as you are a child of God, you should know that your future is what? It's bright. But you must contend for it by faith. That your future is bright does not mean that you will fold your arms and watch over it. No. You must contend for it by faith. Somebody will not tell you your future is bright and you fold your hands and say, thank God my future is bright. No. You have to contend for it. Because immediately the prophecy came that your future is bright, the devil will go at work at that same moment to find that bright future. Because he never likes anything good. So immediately you know that your future is bright, you contend with it in faith. We are told in the scripture to fight of faith. The book of 1 John chapter 5 verse 4. 1 John chapter 5 verse 4. That we should do what? Fight a fight of faith. We are told that our faith is what gives us the victory over the devil. So you fight the fight of faith. 1 John chapter 5 verse 4. The Bible says that the path of the just is like a shining light. That means that the path of the child of God is full of open doors. Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11 says the path of the just is like a shining light. What is a path? A path is road. Where is light? Where does light come from? From a place that is open. If a place is closed, it means light cannot enter there. So the path of the just is like a shining light. Your path is a shining light. You should know that. It shines brighter and brighter until the perfect day. Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11 says, because Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11, you have to be fast now. He said he has a plan of a great future for us, his children. This shows that every child of God is ordained for a bright future. I have a plan for you to give you an expected end. That is what God said. Many are using alternative means to enjoy favor, but it does not last. Many are doing what? They are using alternative means to enjoy favor, but it does not last. This morning, my wife was shocking me. At June this year, July, August, September, and October, November, 5 months back, June, July. She was telling me this morning, say, thank God, God is faithful. As at July, our rent in the house has expired since. Reduce the audio a little bit. It has expired since long ago. We didn't even know how to pay $230,000. We just believed that. But because the money we have, we put everything together and pay church rent first. $230,000. I said, how will you this money come? We are not working. Nobody's working. This is the only work I do. July, we didn't have any headway. August, no headway. We are just postponing and praying. Between September and October and November, and how God since September and October, we didn't know how God provided $230,000 that will clear the rent. The part of the judge is what? As a shining light. You cannot be doing the work of God. Faithful you, not the ones that do it, eye service. There are people that serve God when they need something. After that thing enters, they leave God. And anything you get commonly leaves you commonly, true of us. Anything you get what? Commonly. Say, God, do this for me. God, give me this one. Give me money. If you give me money, I'm going to serve you all the days of my life. And God gives you money, you now draw back. God, give me job. And God gives you job, you now draw back. it will also live the same way, because you can't cheat on God. That's why I say many are using alternative means to enjoy favor, but it does not last. Alternative means you want to cheat on God. Alternative means you want to cheat on man. Alternative means you want to spoil your hand. You see, some people use perfume. Three of us. People use perfume to sell market. It does not last. People use perfume in church too. You don't know. They spray perfume to pull crowd puller. But it does not last. People use perfume for prophecy. You don't know. They have water they used to wash eye. And now you go and say, your name is this. Your name is that. You are from this village. You are this. After telling you that, we go solve the problem. But genuinely, when God reveals and say, this is what God is saying about you, and genuinely it happens here, God solves the problem immediately. So don't use alternative means to have an open door. See, guests these days, they put a manner of things in there. They call it Oluanya or something, that black thing. They have demonic one. They buy from online. Put it in their eyes. They charm man like this. And man begin to drop money. Where will you end doing such things? They are blind. Those people are blind. 2020, I keep on saying this every service day, that 2022, God will shock people. If you know what, hold your seat belt like this. Hold it strong. Because what looks like the rapture will start happening on 2022. Many people will think like, I am making it in this way, making it Yahoo, doing this, all manner of evil. The way it will sweep them, many people, their eyes are blind. And they hardly say these things in some churches to preach about the coming of the Lord. So you need open door. Don't use alternative means. Christmas is coming and many are going to village to come back with all manner of chants. Do this for me. They have uncles. Many people, family have uncles who do all manner of rubbish. Do this one for me. Do this, all what and what not. Don't use alternative means to have jobs. Don't use alternative means to have open door. Do it the right way. And the right way is what we want to deliver today. And I decree, God will grant you an open door. Anyone who stood in a door that is supposed to remain open for you, I deliver them out of those doors now in the name of Jesus. I decree this week, God will give you a genuine open door. A door that no man can shut. As I have spoken, so shall it be in the name of Jesus. Whether you are a student, you are a market person, you are a business person, I don't care. I decree an open door. And so shall it be in the name of Jesus. Yeah. When God opens his door for you, it lasts forever. When door opens his door, when God comes, opens his door for you, it lasts what? Forever. It lasts forever. Hold God strong. The testimony mommy gave this morning is one testimony I had one day. I think it was last month. In my house, in my pocket, everywhere, there was no money anywhere. Everything, because everything I have, I put it in church. Amp, spoils. We raised offering, raised. Some person showed up to 10,000, 15,000 something we spent. The money I had that week, everything. So in the morning, I just woke up. No money to buy anything to eat, sir. My people have left for work. I walked from the house. I came and sat in the church. God here, so I sat down here. I said, God, I have come to your house. David entered your house in the Bible and saw shewbread. He opened it, he ate the shewbread. I sat there, I said, God, I am in your house. I'm hungry this morning, give me food. I was seated there, somebody walked in with seed. Person I didn't know about. Walked in with the seed. Say, Pastor, this is for you. Please come and pray for me. Say, don't go. Give me the seed. Pocket it, oil. Let's go. After prayer, I went and loaded myself. Do you understand me? God, he enlists things. But he listens to you at the place of service. Is that open door? Because when he gives you a chance. There is no way, there is no split of darkness when you are serving God. If you look as if it's dark, there is an open door coming. Because God, you can't serve God and God overlook you. Am I speaking to somebody? Yes, the better open door you can ever encounter is in God. If you look as if it's getting darker, if you look as if no door is opening any longer, if you look as if you are no longer achieving anything, no! There is never a dark time with God. There is always an open door with God. So stick with God. Isaiah chapter 22 verse 22. Isaiah chapter 22 verse 22. He says, and the king of the house of David will I lay upon his shoulder. So he shall open and none shall shut. and he shall shut, and none shall open. He said, I will place the key of the house of David on his shoulder. That key is in the shoulder of Jesus. He said, and I will open. What he opens, no one can close. What he closes, no one can open. The door God has opened in your family, no one can close it in the name of Jesus. The door God wants to open through you, no one can close it in the name of Jesus. And the door of death, door of evil that God has closed, no devil can open it. So shall it be in the name of Jesus. I'm going to be teaching in three different subheadings. Subheading one, five doors everyone must pass through to live a life of Christian success, a life of success. There are five doors you must pass through for you to live a life of success as a Christian. The first door you must pass through is the door of salvation. There are five doors everyone must pass through in this life to live a successful Christian life. If you don't pass through four, you are not complete. Pass through two, you are not complete. Some pass only through one and relax. No. The door of salvation. Some pass through salvation, but they don't know what salvation brings to them. So the first one is the door of salvation. John chapter 10 verse 7 says what? He says, then Jesus said unto them again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. The door of salvation. So Jesus said again, I assure you, I am the door of the sheep. You have to pass through the door of Jesus, the door of salvation. You want to have an everlasting, successful Christian life on earth, you must pass through the first door. The first door is the door of salvation. The door of what? Salvation. You can't save someone if you are not saved yet. Financially, spiritually, materially, how can you help people when you are not helped already? So you pass through the door of salvation first. The second door you must pass through to live a successful Christian life is the door of access to hear God. If you cannot hear God, you wouldn't know where your blessing is. Revelation chapter 4 verse 1. The door of access to hear God. That's the second door everyone must pass through to live a successful Christian life. The door of access to hear God. Revelation chapter 4 verse 1 says, after these things I looked, and yet in heaven was an open door. Which door was open? It was the door of heaven that opened. And he never heard until the door of heaven was opened. The next sentence says, the first voice that I heard speaking to me like a trumpet said. Before he heard that voice, there was a door in heaven that was opened. So many of us, our ears are closed because the door of heaven happened to be open to us. How am I able to say that God showed me things that will happen this year and it happened? The door of heavens were opened. How will a prophet come and tell you this week you will have testimonies, and this week you have testimonies? I said last Sunday that this week, you people forget things so easily. I said last Sunday that this week everybody will testify. Last Sunday before we shared the grace, you forgot. I said as you leave this Sunday, everybody in church will testify. Did I say it last week? And virtually everybody in church testified today. I said it last week. How will I be able to say that that will happen and it happened? The door of heaven was opened. Number three, the door of utterance to speak God's counsel. When you hear God, you need to speak. Am I speaking to somebody? You need that door to be open to you. For young man, see, I don't know what they have told you. Let me speak to you, you at the back. What God will use you to do in this world, you will remember it. It won't be far from now. I don't know if I've told you this message before. God wants to use you greatly. Hold God strong. I think this is the second time I'm telling you. As I looked at you, I see stars. Stars on your forehead. Hold God what? Strong. What he is about to use you to do. Hold him strong. You are a great man of God. So the door of utterance to speak God's counsel. Colossians chapter 4 verse 3. Let's open to the book of Colossians chapter 4 verse 3. You need the door of utterance to do what? To open to you after you hear God. At the same time, let's read together. One, two, go. One, two, go. At the same time, pray also for us that God may open a door to us. For what? The message. To do what? To speak the mystery of the Messiah. He said, pray also for us that God may also open a door to us for the message to do what? To speak mystery. To speak what? Mystery of the Messiah. So what I am telling you in essence is this.
There is a door of utterance
that you need God to open to you.
Well, if not, if they say go for evangelism, you won't go.
Even though you go, you will not know what to speak. You will not know what to say. You will not know how to talk to somebody. So you will tell them the door of entrance. I said, how many doors that we want to almost pass through for a successful Christian life? Five. The first one, let me see if they are following me. The door of what? Salvation. Two, the door of access to do what? To hear God. After you hear God, the third one, the door of entrance to speak God's counsel. When you are saved, when they give birth to you, you begin to grow the child. The child begins to hear the mom call the name. When the child hears the mom call the name, the child begins to speak, mommy, daddy. That is what, are you in the process, biological process too? So you need the door of utterance. After you heard God, you need, I was in a meeting. I climbed in a wedding to preach. God told me there's a young lady here. This is what you did. Crossover. You wrote something like this. You cut, point, and you point it. God said, speak it. I was like, what if I say this thing and there's nobody like that there? But that is where you need this door of utterance. Immediately I opened my mouth and said, you are a young lady here. This is what you did. This is what you wrote during the crossover service and you burnt it. Come out. I hadn't dropped the mic. The girl ran out with tears. Door of what? Utterance to speak. So when we hear, you need faith and boldness to speak. That you are even going out to meet people one-on-one for evangelism. God will tell you, this person's the... You'll be taken out. Should I say it? What if it's not true? It's true. You need the door of utterance to open to you. And I operate in that gift so much, the door of utterance. And I command that God, the angels, the Holy Spirit will grant you access to the door of utterance in the name of Jesus. That when you speak, somebody will say, what? Is this a child that just spoke like this? Is this a woman, a man that just spoke like this? I was in GRA many years ago. Then I was walking past the street. An elderly man looked at me. I turned and I looked at the elderly man. He was saying something. I think he was jogging. And he said something about the government. I can't remember, but I can remember the last word he told me. I turned and I gave him an answer. And he passed. He looked at me and said, young man, I think this thing, I wrote it down in a book. A word to my fellow youth. One of my books I printed is at home. A word to my... I wrote it down. The young man looked at me and said, anyone who looks at you will think you are a child. But you speak as if you are an old man. Door of utterance. That when you speak, they look at you and say, what manner of wisdom that came out of this person? You need to lead this yourself. And that is what grants you to palace to enjoy honor. Because rich men, when you see mighty men flow with children, young people, just check what they find in all young people. They found wisdom. I am close to many notable great men of God in this time. Why? Wisdom. I know what to say and what not to say. I know what to speak and what not to speak. I don't insult people. Door of utterance. It opens to you and you begin to swim in sweatless favor. The door of salvation, the door of access to hear God, and the door of utterance to speak God's counsel. Number four, this door is very important. The door of fellowship with God. This is the door that was closed against Adam and Eve. This is the door that was closed against them in the Garden of Eden. The door of fellowship. The door of what? Fellowship. Revelation chapter 3 verse 20 says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hears my voice and open the door, what will I do? I will come in and will sup with him and him with me. That means I will come in and fellowship with him. Behold, I stand at the door. Listen, I stand at the door and I knock. If anyone hears my voice, he did not say if Pastor Mark hears my voice, if mommy hears my voice, if daddy hears my voice, if anyone, be Jew, be Gentile, be the sinner, be anyone, be Muslim, be Christian. If they open to Jesus, Jesus will walk in and we have fellowship with them. But what precedes that fellowship is an open door of fellowship itself. The fifth door that everyone must walk into. The door of divine provision and favor. This one is what so many are lacking. They are saved. They can hear God. They can speak about God. They have fellowship with God, but they don't enjoy favor. Matthew chapter 7 verse 7. Matthew chapter 7 verse 7. Ask and it shall be given unto you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and what will happen? And it shall be opened unto you. Many of us have not learned the process of knocking. When you desperately knock, they will relentlessly open the door for you. Knock and what will happen? And it shall be opened unto you. The door of favor, the door of breakthroughs, the door of miracles will be opened to someone seated under this sermon this morning in the name of Jesus. He said, knock and it shall be opened to you. This is the fifth door for you to have a successful Christian life. When you pass through the door of salvation, you pass through the door of hearing God, they pass through the door of speaking God's counsel, you pass through the door of fellowship, you now have the authority and legal right to pass through the doors of receiving favor. That door will be open to you in the name of Jesus. Subheading 2, how to know the season is ripe for open doors. How do I know that my season is ripe for me to enjoy open doors? How do I know it's my time? How do I know that? You know, when you look at the weather, I say, it's about to rain. You know, when we want to fall, true of us, look at the weather, say, ah, the weather is bad, it's dark, it's going to rain heavy. Look at the weather in the morning, say, the sun will be very hot today. How do I look at the season and say, some people they say, my hand is scratching me, money they come, forget that thing. I'm going to teach you the real one. You know that? The door of favor is about to open to you. Number one, peace. Unbearably uneasy, unlike before. Difficulty increases, bitter and heavier than before. The darkness you think you are seeing becomes more darker. He said that the darkest part of the tunnel is closer to the light. The darkest part of the night is closer to the morning. When the difficulty is tight like this, you knock here, it's not coming. Knock here, it's not coming. Look for this one, it's not coming. Call for help, here, it's not coming. Know that you are close to the dawn. When no other help, no other person is coming, the real help is coming. That is a sign that you are close to a breakthrough. You are close to an open door. Your hit here is not opening. Hit here, knock here, look fast. East, west, not south. Up, down is not coming. You are confused and you are folded like this. Say, God, why? If you notice, when you searched all round around, moving round around, like something like that, all through eternity, I found no one, nobody like you. So you find, search, nobody. That is when you look up to God. That is when God will come. Things are so tight. You can't pay transport. You can't buy food. You can't do this one. You can't do that one. All of a sudden, it opens from a dimension. So, how do you know that the open door is near when things are so difficult? When things are what? So difficult. Things have become so difficult. And you need sensitivity that time to know what to do to provoke God. Because when things are tight, you should know that this is time for you to provoke God. It's time for you to do what? Provoke God. She said, throughout when all those times she's looking. Fine, no way. All of a sudden, boy, in the morning, she came, she cleaned church. And Saturday was a big testimony. She said she can't open her mouth to say what God has done for her. That is the kind of sweet testimony I want. Do you understand? You know where to provoke God. That is when God comes in. Number two way for you to know that the door is about to open. You always look at this. Number two, things will come to you in a bit, like drop by drop. You are, like for instance, you are expecting major money. You pray, God, I need 10,000 now to solve a major problem. All of a sudden, you are passing, somebody just dash you 500. You are passing, somebody just say, I'm eating, God, let me buy for you. It's coming bit by bit. It's not coming exact 10,000 you are looking for. I don't know if you understand me. When rain wants to fall, sometimes it drops one, bam, drops two, bam, drops three, bam, bam. Somebody say rain will fall. Somebody say it will not fall. All of a sudden, you hear in his ear, the rain will rush down. He started bit by bit. When you see things coming small, know that you need to shake it up. Wherever this thing is dropping from small, it's time for you to fall heavily. Shake it up. Am I speaking to somebody? You hold a basket now. You are shifting something. For instance, you are shifting garri. You want to remove the seeds. And you leave the smaller ones to get the ones you can drink. You are shifting it and it's dropping small. And you are really hungry. What do you do? Shake it faster so that the thing will fall quickly. When you see things coming to you bit by bit, know that it is on a shifter. You have to
provoke something, shake that thing. It is to scatter and tear that shifter for the thing to fall. And you do it in the realm of the spirit. You pass like this favor. Somebody gave you 1,000. Favor, 2,000. It should be, your eyes should be open that there is a major favor waiting for you to enter your room of prayer. God, wherever this thing is dropping one by one, I command it to fall as a heavy rain. I decree, and so shall it be in the name of Jesus. Now open your mouth and say, oh God, my Father, wherever favor is coming one by one, I command it to fall as heavy rain upon my life and upon my family. Make it a prayer in 1 minute now. Wherever favor is dropping, bit by bit in my life, I shake it out. I shake it off to fall like a rain upon my life, upon my family, upon my loved ones. Wherever it's coming, one by one, I decree, let it come, bundle by bundle. In the name of Jesus, I decree, so shall it be. In the name of Jesus, I pray. I stand as a priest over this house. A testimony, hear me, a testimony we have not heard yet. In 7 days, we'll hear it on this altar. That means next Sunday, somebody will share a testimony we have not shared here before. So shall it be in the name of Jesus. How will you know that your door is about to open? Is somebody enjoying? Are we wasting our time here? Are you enjoying the message? How do I know that my door is about to open? You always feel like you should fast and pray, but you don't know why, you just can't. You have this urge in you. I should just fast and pray. But you don't know how to start. You feel sometimes, you know yourself, you just feel like you just want to pray. Have you felt like that? I just feel like praying. I don't know what it's doing me, I just feel like praying. The Spirit has signaled that there is something you need to push out. The Spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. The Spirit is willing, but the flesh is what? Weak. The Spirit has signaled spiritual things. So your flesh has to pick up too and pray. So whenever you have hunger to pray, there is something about to come. So you need to pray it out. Whenever the spirit is willing and the flesh is weak, know that your spirit has sensed that God is about to do something in your life. So you quickly switch into prayer. And God will open those doors in the name of Jesus. Stop hesitating. How to activate the open door. Now you know the 5 doors you should pass through. You know the sense is how to know that the heavens are about to open to you. Now, how do I activate those open doors? Number one, salvation and staying saved. You have to be saved, and you have to do what? Stay saved. When you are saved, you don't go back to sin. You have to stay saved. Revelation chapter 3 verse 20 says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and I will sup with him and he with me. God has opened the door during salvation. He is supping with you, and many are not supping with him. Because it's when you stay saved, that is when you are supping with him. Temptation will come. Steal, don't steal. Temptation will come. Lie, don't lie. Temptation will come. Do this one. Don't do anything evil. Stay what? Saved. That's how to activate your open doors. John chapter 10 verse 9 says, I am the door. By me, if any enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find what? Pasture. John chapter 10 verse 9. He said, I am the door. If anyone enters by me, if you are saved, he will be saved and will come in and go out and find what? Pasture. It means you will find pasture being saved. You will find breakthrough being saved. You will find breakthrough. Open doors will come to you when you stay saved. Until the works of the devil are totally destroyed in your life, you can't enjoy divine open doors. That's why 1 John 3 verse 8 says, he that committed sin is of the devil. So you need sin to be destroyed. He that committed sin is of the devil. For the devil sinned from the beginning. For his purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he will do what? Destroy the works of the devil. The works of the devil includes poverty. The works of the devil includes anything called lack, want. That's what the work of the devil is.
Number two, contend with your adversaries in prayer. How do I open my doors this season? Contend with your adversaries in prayer. That person that says you will not make it, you tell the person a lie. Not you, but me. I will make it. The person that says you won't go forward, you say, are you the one that made the way? The person that says you will end today, ask him, are you the owner of tomorrow? Say you will end today, are you the owner of tomorrow? They say you will not reach tomorrow. Have you got there? You that is speaking. Do you know what will happen to you this night? They say you will not be promoted. Ask them, are you the one that is the owner of the world? Say the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. They say that you will not serve God. Well, let's see how your spiritual life will go. You ask them, are you the one that gave me salvation? Did I buy it from you? They say that you will not train your children in school. And you ask them, are you the one that planted the embryo or the fetus into me? That I will not train my children in school? They say, nobody in your family will raise their head. You ask them, can you create a single hair on the head? If you can't create a hair on the head, how will you say, I won't raise my head? Who are you? They say, I will deal with you. Tell them you don't know me. If you know me, you won't raise your finger. My wife told me this. I told my wife, I had a dream. I think I need to pray against my ancestral background. There's something that happened. See, do you know what my wife answered me? I told her I came from a strong family. I need to pray this morning. She looked at me and said, you are stronger than them. I smiled and I said, she knows who she married. And something came alive in me. Know who you are. And truly, I'm stronger than them. I pick message in every word. God can use it and speak to me. When they shake you once, shake them twice. Let them run back to the pit of hell where they came from. Am I speaking to somebody this morning? So, contend with your adversaries in prayer. When they come, come out for them. Don't run. You need a David to contend with that Goliath. Let me tell you something. No open door comes easily. Nobody went into successful lifestyle without spilling blood. Success is tied to blood. Money is tied to blood. Money is not water. Money is blood, if you don't know. Either the negative or the positive blood. That is what money answers to. How will money be in the river? Why will money not be just on the sea? He said, inside the mouth of a fish, which means it's in a living thing. Every living thing commands money, and blood is a living element. It commands money. Follow me. He said, go and pick money in the mouth of a fish. He didn't say, go and enter the river and search for money. Pick it in the mouth of a fish, which means money is attracted to those who are living. So if you are still living, it means you still have a chance to make it in this world. All you have to do is to connect to another living being who is more supernatural to you, which is Jesus. Many are going to spill the blood of cows, blood of animals, blood of humans. I saw a picture online. One Igboche, one young girl, they butchered into pieces in Igboche for sacrifice. They are looking for money. Money is tied to blood. Now you have a priest that has sacrificed himself with the blood that speaks better than the blood of any animal. And what you have to do is just to connect to that blood. And that blood does the same miracle that it did when it was on earth. He said, money in the mouth of fish come out. The same way you connect to that blood, money in the hands of my destiny helpers, come out. Money in the hands of people that are owing me, come out. Money in the hands of my brothers owing me, come out. Money in the hands of people I don't know from this world, not south. They are the fish. They vomit it out to you. All you just have to do is connect to the blood. Which blood? Is it the blood of sacrifice of human or deities or the blood of Jesus who has finished the work in Calvary? And these things answer at the place of contending with your adversaries. Satan will never, let me tell you something. Have you asked yourself, well, every day now we have been asking God, we need a drum set. Listen to me. Let your eyes be open now. We've been praying, we need drum sets here. And the money haven't really come. You think Satan will be happy for it to just come like that? But there are people spending all manner of money in clubs. All manner of money dancing disco. If I wasn't wearing suit, if I wasn't on tie, I'd be like, let me do all this worldly things. What, how much is 150,000 for devil to just push? But when he brings it out, because he wants to also push you into hell. But when it has to do with what we glorify God, Satan will stand like this. And that is why we contend with him every day and night. We don't joke with prayers. Are you hearing me? That's why we keep on contend. And we win him. If you know how you will win Satan, you won't be afraid of him. Somebody asked me, how will I win Satan? This is how you will win Satan.
Satan never won Jesus, and you are connected to Jesus. Satan has already been defeated thousands of years ago. So he will come and roar to make you feel like he has not been defeated. So you will become afraid and run. But when you remember that Jesus conquered him years ago, you just hook into that victory. This is how you win the devil. So everything we are looking for, it will come. And I speak as a prophet before our Zion. Everything we are looking for in this house, the time has come for the God of heaven to provide them. If your amen is stronger, I decree it will come in the name of Jesus. And so shall it be in Jesus' name. So contend with the adversary. When that open door is coming, I see negative dreams and negative things that want to contend with you. Say, it's a lie. Satan, I know where you are coming from. This school, I will finish it. This material I need, I will buy it. This business, I will invest in it. I command you to take your hands off. And he will take his hands off. How do I trigger my open doors? Three, compassion for souls. Have compassion for souls. 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 12 says, furthermore, when I came to Troas to preach Christ's gospel, and a door was opened unto me of the Lord. He says, when he went to preach, what happened? A door was opened unto him. He was not at his home doing nothing when doors was opened unto him. When I came to Troas for the gospel of Christ, he went there to play. He went there for his purpose. He went there for his own life. No, he went for the gospel of Christ. What happened to him? A door was opened to him by God. That open door you are looking for is tied to the gospel you have not preached. It's tied to one thing you need to do for God too. Because in the midst of doing that thing is when you will encounter the person that is open, holding the key to a door you are looking for. Need an open door. Every human being you see on the surface of the earth is a key. Hear me. Mind the way you relate and treat with humans. Every human you see on the surface of this earth is a key to your next phase, to your next door. I will stand as a key to most of your spiritual doors that need to be opened. You will stand as a key to one of the things that need to be opened. There is somebody you are looking at in the street, in the house, in your place of work that is a key to either you in the future or your offspring in the future. So mind how you throw the key, you play with the keys. When you misplace the key to your house, you break into it. You become a thief. And there is no human being that will allow you to break into them. So mind how you play with them so you don't misplace them, because they are keys to one next level you are praying about. Humans are what? Keys. They are keys. Keys to our next doors. And you don't know when that door will be in front of you. And you will need somebody to open it. So be compassion. Have compassion for souls. Because that person you are preaching to today might be someone God will use to do a great thing tomorrow. Be compassionate. When you see them pass, have compassion on them. Preach to them. If they don't come, preach again. Preach to them. Drag them to Jesus. Jesus needs them. That is how you enjoy open door. We wrote that says, soul winning makes you a winner over the troubles of life. It means that open doors will come when you also open the door to other people. We talked about the door of salvation. When you bring people through the door of salvation, God grants you the door of favor. As I was standing here and God says I should speak a word concerning the theme, divine takeover for 2021. This year will not end until you take over whatever is bothering you in the name of Jesus. As I've spoken, so shall it be. Now, number four. How to trigger your open door? Ask for the open door in prayers. Matthew chapter 7 verse 7 to 8 says, ask and it shall be given unto you. Seek and it shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. 8 says, for everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. As we knock this morning, every open door we need will be opened in the name of Jesus. Number 5, bond. Fellowship together and oneness in church opens door. Fellowship together in church actually opens the door. How do I mean this? I don't preach what is not on the scripture. Acts chapter 5, 14 verse 27. Let me show you something. Acts chapter 14, verse 27. It says, they arrived and gathered the church together. Say it together. Say it together. After they arrived and gathered the church together, they reported everything God had done with them, and that he had done what? Open the door of faith to the Gentiles. There is always an open door through fellowship. Because when we fellowship together and pray together, what an individual couldn't push down, as we come together as a family, we push it open. Do you understand me? So when we join mouth together to pray, it's easily answered, because it is forces. If one spirit is the spirit tormenting the person not to have an open door, when we come as a family and pray together, that's why you need to appear in the place of fellowship together. As we pray, the spirit itself bows out. And as we pray today, Satan will bow out in the name of Jesus. Number six, finally. Dropping your own understanding and trusting God. You have to drop your own understanding and follow God. What is pastor preaching now? Let me calculate it. So if I do this thing now, we have open door. So if I serve God now, we open, have open door. If I go for soul winning now, we have open door. If I just do this, or if I accept Jesus as my Lord and personal Savior, I will have open door. You now begin to calculate it. No, drop your own understanding. Just believe God as a baby. When you say baby, come, baby will run without arguing. Just drop your own understanding. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5. Trust in the Lord with what? With all thine heart. And lean not unto thy own understanding. 6. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall do what? Direct thy path. And he will direct you into the path of favor. He will direct you into the path of open doors. We will direct into the path of breakthroughs. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Who wants to have a sweet Christmas? You want to have a sweet Christmas? A very better Christmas that you will give out food. You want to have it? You are going to pray like you really need it. Stand to your feet. You want to pray it out now. God, I need this. I need that. It's time. God, I need this. I need that. Begin to appreciate Him for the word now. Begin to appreciate Him for the word now. Father, we thank you for the word we've heard. Now you have to open your mouth to thank God. Don't close your mouth. Father, we thank you for the word. We thank you for the word. Ancient of days, we bless you. We thank you for this word. We thank you for this word we have heard. Balo sikantro payate kerushatati elabrasia tolizia. Reko shande le posite le gadolia tapalo sikete. Reko to shataya lala brosete le kotobrete le tole pashatale dezia. Father, we thank you for the word. We thank you for the word. We thank you for the word. Before we say some very important prayers, if you have not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, say this prayer. Tell me, Lord Jesus, come into my life. I confess my sins before you today. I also confess that Jesus died to save me, and he is Lord forever. Accept me into your kingdom. I will serve you all the days of my life. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Now we are going to pray some serious prayers. First of all, the door of finance will be open to you. That anywhere the devil locked anything that belongs to you, God will open the door of finance to us. The book of Psalm 145 verse 16. Psalm 145 verse 16 says, thou openest thine hand and satisfies the desire of every living thing. I'm going to say, before God, my Father, I am your creation. Satisfy my heart's desire. And don't let me suffer in lack. Open your mouth and pray that prayer in the name of Jesus. Oh God, my Father, I am your creation. Satisfy my heart's desire. And do not allow me to suffer in lack. Le kotopia tole brochete gete bezia. Roko panda la kecho le gede le zitele golo. Father, satisfy my heart desire. Do not allow me to suffer in lack. Satisfy my heart desire. Do not allow me to suffer in lack. Satisfy my heart desire. Do
Do not allow me to suffer in lack. Satisfy my heart desire.
If truly I am your creation, if truly this church is your creation, if truly we are your creation, satisfy our heart desire. Satisfy our heart desire. Satisfy my heart desire. Satisfy my heart desire. Satisfy my heart desire. Do not allow me to suffer in lack. Do not allow me to suffer in lack. Satisfy my heart desire. Satisfy my heart desire.
Now Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 12 says the Lord will open to you his good treasures. The heavens to give the rain to your land. In each season, somebody say in each season.
In this season.
This is that season. To bless all the work of your hands. How many of us have the work of our hands? God is going to bless it today. And ye shall lend to many nations. Are you hearing me? He said, ye shall lend to many nations, but ye shall not borrow. This Christmas we will lend to many people. Now he said,
O God of heaven.
O God of heaven.
O God of heaven.
Open your heavens.
Open your hands.
Shower your rain of favor.
On my labor.
Cause
men.
And women.
And women.
To notice.
To notice.
The work of my hands. And favor me financially. This day and beyond. Including this church. Begin to pray in the name of Jesus. Father, cause men and women of favor. Let them locate this church. Let them locate this member. Let them locate us. And favor us. But let them go to pray in the name. I have been young and now I am old. Yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken or his children begging for bread. Say every spirit of lack. Every spirit of lack.
Every spirit of
begging. That has taken hold of my life and family. By the blood of Jesus, I destroy you. I will not beg to survive this Christmas. Begin to pray the name of Jesus. Every spirit of lack. Every spirit of begging. I cast you out
from my life.
I cast you out of my life and family. This church will not beg to stand up. I will not beg to stand up. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray.
Amen.
Say, God, my Father.
You declared in your word
that you will bless the work of my hands.
You bless the work of my hands.
I call on you today to defend your name.
To defend your name.
To defend your word.
To defend your
bless
word.
Bless my business. As I go out this week. Let customers flood me like water. Open your mouth and begin to pray in the name of Jesus. Let men flood business like water. Let men flood there like water. They look at your black attire, Talodia. As we go out today, let people flood. Let customers flood every business like water. Let them come with a testimony. Let them come with a testimony. Let them flood business. Let them flood business.
Jesus replied, every tree my father has not planted will be uprooted. Say in the name of Jesus. And by the fire of the Holy Ghost, I uproot, I scatter, I destroy every spiritual force and negative foundation in my business, in this church venue, in my life, in our family that is standing against my progress. I scatter them now. We need to pray in the name of Jesus. I want you to stand firm now. Stand firm. Stand firm. See yourself in the front of your father's compound. Are you seeing yourself there now? In the village. See yourself in the village. Take and put your eyes of the spirit to your village. Are you seeing yourself now?
Yes.
Say, oh, you spirit.
Oh, you spirit.
In Ingozima's compound. Call your father's name. Oh, you demon.
Oh, you demon.
In Ingozima's compound.
Oh, you demon.
Oh, you demon.
In
Ingozima's compound. I will not let my hair cast fire.
Stand fire.
Stand in front of your compound now. Cast fire. See yourself in the compound. Every spirit in the compound. In the compound. But say, I will not let my hair. Just we cast fire. I say 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 cast fire. I will raise my hair. God is giving me a prayer that we do with the blood of Jesus 7 times. We are going to call the blood of Jesus and you will not say die, fall and die. As you call the blood of Jesus 7 times, the only thing you will be saying is fall and die. Now say this, every demonic force.
Every demonic force
in Ingozima's compound. See yourself there.
In my father's compound.
In Ingozima's compound.
In my father's compound.
Now call your own mother and your father's compound. In Satan's compound. And in Ingozima's compound. As I plead the blood of Jesus, I blind your eyes from trailing me.
I blind your eyes from trailing me.
I blind your eyes from seeing me.
I blind your eyes from seeing me.
And as I plead the blood of Jesus,
speak the blood of Jesus.
Every human.
Every human.
Every man.
Every man.
Every father.
Every father.
Every mother.
Every mother.
Every uncle.
Every uncle.
Every auntie.
Every auntie.
Everyone.
Everyone.
That says my father's children.
That says
will not raise their head.
Will not raise
they
their
will
head.
Die this way.
They will die.
Are you ready to pray that prayer?
Hey.
Now you're going to pray the blood of Jesus 7 times and you say they will fall and die. You see them. You see your family. Are you hearing now in the name of the number one? The blood of Jesus. Number two.
The blood of Jesus.
Jesus. Number three.
The blood of Jesus.
Number four.
Use my
teacher. Use my testimony. In my father's compound. In
Amen.
Now you're going to pray against ancestral powers and twins. Because your leg has stepped in your community and you are born in that community. If anybody goes to the community shrine and speak a word, it has somewhat power over you until you remove yourself from, because that is where you are coming from. Are you understanding me? Now stand strong again. See yourself in that community. Say every ancestral tree. Every ancestral shrine that they have been pouring
vibration
on,
that
has influence over me,
that
has influence over my family,
that
has influence over the Max family,
pour
the vibration.
And the one that poured the libration,
catch fire. Let them catch fire. Finally, this is why you pray with all authority. Now, there are some spirits that don't like people to go forward. They just want you to be in one place. After praying that prayer, you just move from where you are. Say, I move forward in the name of Jesus. Are you hearing me? Where you are, you just move forward. Say, I move forward in the name of Jesus. Now say this prayer. Every stagnant spirit.
Every stagnant spirit.
From the waters in my village.
From the waters in my village.
Water is not stagnant.
Just as rivers flow.
I move forward. Everybody hold this flyer one now. The last prayer. Take one. Hold this flyer, everybody. Quickly. We won't pray for ourselves and don't pray for the church of God. As I raise this flyer to heaven.
As I raise this flyer to heaven.
Every voice. Speaking against this church.
Every hand.
Pointing against this church.
Every foundation.
Standing against the growth of this church.
Everyone.
Stopping destiny helpers from entering this church.
Let them die by fire.
Pray. Every hand.
Amen.
God told me to tell you this flyer you are holding will turn to money in your hand this week.
Amen.
It will do what?
Turn to money
in your hand this week.
Amen.
You want to doubt your prophet, do it to you. See, as you are going, either this Sunday, Monday, this just one flyer. Don't just give somebody. Look for somebody you want to target. No, don't give it to somebody you know will not come.
One person you think you'll be reaching always, you can call. Use this. This is a money you are putting in the bank. Use it to pray for the church, two of us. Keep it. Just mark this particular one. Give it to one particular person. You know you can always be following up. As you give that person, just be following the person up. See what will happen to you this week. Put those hands together for Jesus if you know God has answered our prayers.
We believe you were blessed with today's episode of Pure Gospel Moment. For prayers, testimonies, or further inquiries, you can reach Mac Miracle on +234 812 328 8593. That is +234 812 328 8593. God bless you real good.